Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In light of the debacle in Afghanistan and the incompetence of the Western powers, I've written an article which will be published this week on our website. But I'd like to use this Standing Watch program to bring to your attention the contents of this article already. It's titled, Making America Great Again? We have heard all these phrases at infinitum. Making America strong again. Making America great again. Or by contrast, America was always great. Some have claimed the opposite. America was never great. And now recently, America is back. Especially referring to an alleged better relationship with America's allies. But events in Afghanistan have totally destroyed America's image in the world and as a reliable, great superpower. The Guardian wrote that the 20-year Western mission to Afghanistan collapsed in a single dramatic day. It spoke of deeply humiliating scenes for the Biden administration and that a powerful international chorus is decrying the consequences of Biden's too hasty retreat, calling it a historical strategic blunder. The Hill remarked that Team Biden is getting hit from the right, the left, and everywhere in between for its miscalculation regarding the success of the Taliban. The Washington Post asked the question, whatever happened to America is back, citing Biden's foreign policy promise to rebuild alliances and restore U.S. prestige, adding, how can you say America is back when we are being defeated by an insurgency armed with no more than rocket-propelled grenades, landmines, and AK-47s? Breitbart wrote that U.S. allies are fuming at President Joe Biden's failure to defend Afghanistan from the Taliban, wondering if the country's rapid collapse and Biden's refusal to consult other countries before withdrawal means America's decline as a world power. In a strongly worded opinion piece by the editorial board of the Washington Times, this was pointed out. President Biden's statement on Saturday, washing his hands of Afghanistan, deserves to go down as one of the most shameful in history by a commander-in-chief at such a moment of American retreat. As the Taliban closed in on Kabul, Mr. Biden sent a confirmation of U.S. abandonment that absolved himself of responsibility, deflected blame to his predecessor, and more or less invited the Taliban to take over the country. They went on to say, what that statement of capitulation And with that statement of capitulation, the Afghans' military's last resistance collapsed, Taliban fighters captured Kabul, and President Ashraf Ghani fled the country, while the U.S. frantically tried to evacuate Americans. The jihadists the U.S. toppled 20 years ago for sheltering Osama bin Laden will now fly their flag over the U.S. embassy building on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. A more embarrassing moment for the United States could hardly be imagined. But we must understand that these events are in line with biblical prophecy. God promised that due to the obedience of Abraham, one of his descendants, Manasseh, the firstborn son of Joseph, would become great, as Genesis chapter 48, verse 19 says. We know that today the United States is biblical Manasseh, and if you have any questions about this, we have a free booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America, which proves that point. And indeed, we go on to say, the US, United States of America did become one of the greatest single nations in world history. But the times of greatness are definitely over and will not return until Christ restores it at his coming. God declared that if the United States would become an unrighteous nation in disobedience to God's law, Its glory would be taken away from it, and it would be defeated and destroyed by its enemies. We see a small foretaste of this in the events occurring in Afghanistan right now. A small group of Islamist terrorists is able to defeat and put to shame the greatest nation on earth. Americans are on the run in Afghanistan, trying to get out of there as fast as they can by leaving their weapons and military equipment behind. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 30 says, "How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had surrendered them?" Psalm 44, verses 9 to 10 reads, "But you have cast us off and put us to shame, and you do not go out with our armies. You make us turn back from the enemy, and those who hate us have taken spoil for themselves." Leviticus 27, verses 36 to 37 states, "I will send faintness in their hearts in the lands of their enemies. You shall have no power to stand before your enemies." In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 25, God adds the following curse overtaking the United States: "The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and you shall become troublesome to all the kingdoms of the earth." Ultimately, the United States will be hated and forsaken by all nations, including their allies. But the power which will finally defeat the United States in war will not be Russia or China, even though they are most certainly not America's friends, nor terrorist groups such as the Taliban, but a United States of Europe under a charismatic military leader, the Beast of the Book of Revelation. We know that the Beast will be of German or Austrian descent. Now again, if you have questions, we have a free booklet, Germany in Prophecy, which proves that point. Right now, nobody in Germany has stepped up to the plate. In fact, Europe, and especially Germany, are not escaping strong criticism for their mishandling of the Afghanistan debacle. Bild Online wrote that Angela Merkel's words and promises were completely worthless, decrying the incompetence of our federal government on global issues, and adding that the end of the Afghanistan mission, for which Merkel is politically responsible, could not have been more devastating. Deutsche Welle added that the mission was one big lie, and that the EU's and Germany's asylum policy is no less hypocritical than the broken promises of the United States, claiming that EU politicians have refused to acknowledge the gravity of the security situation in Afghanistan and that the international mission has failed. Those German politicians who have been officially named as candidates for chancellor in September, thereby replacing Angela Merkel, who promised not to run again, are unpopular and viewed as weak and feeble. But this will change soon, and a core Europe of 10 nations or groups of nations will rise to give their power and authority to the Beast. They will bring havoc and devastation on the earth, utterly destroying the United States and other English-speaking nations in wars fought with nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons, but they won't escape their deserved destruction either. We have read about that the 20-year mission in Afghanistan collapsed in one day. Likewise, the modern Babylonian system, under the rule of the Beast and the false prophet, will also collapse and be destroyed in one day, as Revelation 18 and verse 8 says, even in 1 hour, according to Revelation 18 and verse 10. These are indeed startling times which would and should wake everybody up. But most are sound asleep, especially in the United States. True protection and safety do not come from political platitudes, popular phrases and slogans, and empty promises, but only from the God of the universe. If we have his help, then nothing can shake us. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.